Hello, and welcome to today's lesson, everyone. I'm Brian.
And I am Christopher.
Chris, pandas are a pretty popular animal these days, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, there are still lines at Taipei Zoo to see Yanzai.
Ever since Yanzai was born in the Taipei Zoo, it seems that pandas are more popular than ever. You've probably learned some facts about panda thanks to Yuanzai, but today we're going to learn a panda fact that you might not know.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
And we'll also learn about something else interesting. It has to do with a shipwreck and food.
Ooh, food and a shipwreck. Yes. It probably has nothing to do with the Titanic, which is the most famous shipwreck I can think of.
It is not the Titanic. It is a ship that is much older than that.
Wow.
So people swam down to this sunken ship and found something very interesting inside.
I can't wait to see what that is.
So, without further ado, why don't we get into day one of today's January fun facts?
Reading
fun facts. Which of the following is true about pandas? A. They are not actually bears. B. They can roar like lions. C. They should probably eat meat. It ought to be black and white. C is the only true statement above. Pandas are definitely in the bear family, and they sound more like sheep than lions. The interesting fact about them is that they used to eat meat long ago. Their bodies are still designed for meat, yet they love to eat bamboo instead. Bamboo doesn't provide much nutrition, though, so pandas have to munch on it all day. 2. An ancient trading ship was found at the bottom of the ocean near Italy in 2012. What surprising items were found aboard? A. Jars of food. B. Moon rocks. C. Gold Chinese coins. Hopefully, you followed your gut and went with A. Although the ship sank 2,000 years ago, its food stores were found in relatively good condition. Amazingly, scientists identified the foods as fish, grain, oil, and wine. There was no taste test, though. Researchers used special equipment to examine the old food.
Today's article begins with, which of the following is true about pandas?
A. They are not actually bears.
B. They can roar like lions.
C. They should probably eat meat.
Okay, so we heard three choices in there. One is that they're not bears. B is that they can roar like lions. Now, to roar means to make the loud sound of a lion or a tiger like this. Roar!
Roar!
Okay, so only some animals make that sound. And C, they should probably eat meat. So what do you think the answer is, Quiz?
Well, I think that they are bears.
Okay.
So I don't think A is the option that we would go with. C, they are vegetarian, right? They eat bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm just going to go with logic and just say B seems like the best option.
Okay. Well, the article says it ought to be black and white. C is the only true statement above. Pandas are definitely in the bear family, and they sound more like sheep than lions. So, pandas do not roar, and they are bears. The answer is C. They should probably eat meat. Now, it says, the article says that the only true statement is C. And a statement is simply something that we say or write down. And the article then continues to say, pandas are definitely in the bear families. Now, what does it mean if something is definitely, Chris?
All right, well, if we know something definitely, it means that we know it for sure. So definitely, spelled D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y, means that it is a fact. It is for certain.
Okay, so we could say, for example, I definitely saw my friend walking down the street this morning. Or what's another example sentence?
Or, here it is, I will definitely go to the party on Friday. So I will for sure or certainly go to the party on Friday.
Okay, so we definitely know that panda bears are real bears. And we also heard a phrase, an idiom in the article, black and white. If something is black and white, it means that it is very clear. So this fact that we're looking at, it's very plain and clear. It's like looking at a black and white photo. You're looking at the proof. And pandas also happen to be black and white. So that's what makes it, you know,
kind of fun. Yeah.
Kind of funny. Okay.
Well, I got this fun fact wrong today. I guess that they roar.
Yeah.
I was completely wrong.
Yeah. They make it sound like, meh.
I mean, I guess maybe roars are just reserved for cats, large cats. What about this meat eating? They need to eat meat, right?
Right. So, the article continues. The interesting fact about them is that they used to eat meat long ago. Their bodies are still designed for meat, yet they love to eat bamboo instead.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Right. So, I mean, if you see the pandas and the teeth, they have some sharp teeth that are good for cutting meat, and all bears eat meat, as well as some fruits and vegetables if they find them. So, the article continues, bamboo doesn't provide much nutrition, though. So, pandas have to munch on it all day.
All right. Well, that sentence has quite a few words that we should define. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll talk about nutrition. Nutrition, in case you're wondering, is the good things that we get from eating food, especially healthy food, like maybe a salad with lots of different vegetables or maybe some fruit.
Right.
And to munch on something means to chew on something. So they have to chew on bamboo all day to get nutrition, the healthy benefits of eating food.
Right. The bamboo has very, very little. It's almost like eating grass. So they have to eat it
all
day.
Tall, thick grass.
Tall, thick grass. That's all they eat all day. So, how about another fun fact? It says, an ancient trading ship was found at the bottom of the ocean near Italy in 2012. What surprising items were found aboard? A. Jars of food. B. Moon rocks.
C. Gold Chinese coins.
Okay, so we have jars of food, moon rocks, and gold coins. What do you think they found, Chris?
Finding moon rocks on a boat that's pretty old seems kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Chinese gold coins, because historically speaking, it'd be interesting to know where certain nations sent their people in mm-hmm. different time periods.
Yeah, in like 2,000 years ago. Well, the article says, hopefully you followed your gut and went with A. So that's jars of food. Although the ship sank 2,000 years ago, its food stores were found in relatively good condition. Okay, so this ship sank a long time ago, but the divers who went down into it found food in relatively good shape. Now, relatively, relatively, is an adverb that means we are comparing something to something else. So, what is an example sentence where we could use the word relatively?
Okay, to compare. So, here it is. Tim is relatively tall for an 11-year-old kid.
Okay, so he's tall
compared to other 11-year-olds.
Right, but not compared to most adults.
Right.
He would be short, relatively short, if he was an adult. But since he's 11 or, you know, 10 years old, something like that, he's tall for the kids. Okay, so they found the food in relatively good condition. So you wouldn't buy this food at the supermarket, but compared to other 2,000-year-old food lying around, it was not bad.
No.
And they found, the answer A says they found the food in some jars. Now, what are jars?
Jars are usually glass containers with a lid that can be screwed on, or probably back then they didn't have screw-on lids. They probably had like a cork or some kind of plug that went into the top.
Mm-hmm. So usually we'll find these like in a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And we can put some food into it. What food do you have in jars at home,
Chris? Jams and jellies are commonly put in jars, or at least stored in jars, and I have jam and jelly at home.
Okay, so other people like to put maybe some pickled things, some chili sauce, peanut butter.
Yeah, chili sauce is a good thing to put into a glass container.
Yeah. Okay. So the article said if you got the answer right, it's because you followed your gut. And that happens to be our shortcut for you. So why don't we go to that clip and we'll get back to you shortly.
Shortcut for you.
Should I study abroad in Canada or work in my parents' restaurant?
You should just follow your gut.
You mean I should work in the restaurant because of my stomach?
Well, to follow your gut means to follow your feelings.
I see. Follow one's gut means 顺从直觉.
So, what does your gut tell you to do?
Well, I do want to study abroad, but I'd like to save up a little money first.
Great. So you should just follow your gut.
Yeah, thanks. So, what are we doing for lunch?
Let's follow my gut on this one. How about Italian?
Cool. Let's go.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we heard about how some people found this sunken ship that is 2,000 years old and still had some food in jars on the ship. Now, the article continues, amazingly, scientists identified the foods as fish, grain, oil, and wine. Now, so they found fish, they found oil, and wine. What is a grain?
Well, a grain, spelled G-R-A-I-N, grain, is the seed of certain plants, including things like corn and wheat and rice. And we eat this grain. So the grain is like the seed that we can eat.
Okay. So I wonder what grains would look like after 2,000 years. The article says, there was no taste test, though. Researchers used special equipment to examine the old food. Now, in case you're wondering, equipment is tools that we use for a special reason. So who uses equipment, Chris? Where could we find some equipment?
Well, here at the AMC office, there's a lot of construction going on. There's a building being made, and then they're also, I don't even know what they're building around the corner, but something. And these construction workers use lots of equipment to make buildings.
Right. They have shovels and hammers and
right, and they also have big machines that they use, like a vehicle, like a backhoe or whatever, and this can dig up dirt.
Right. So these kinds of people would use lots of equipment. In this case, the scientists use their equipment to taste the food and see what it is. So it probably just looked like a little blob inside a jar, and then they found out this is rice 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I think those machines are probably able to read the compounds or whatever, the elements that make up the food. So that's probably how it reads the food.
Well, everyone, those are all of our fun facts for day one. But don't leave yet, because we still have our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, welcome back. Today's For You chat question is this. Brian, what kind of sunken treasure would you like to find?
Sunken treasure, like on a ship? For sure, everyone wants to find, like, chests full of, like, gold and silver and jewels and stuff, right? You could sell that and make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's one thing.
And how about something that would, like, change history? Like some sort of lost document or photograph that completely changes everything we know about history or something like that.
That would be a pretty cool treasure to find.
Mm.
For me, the thing I would like to find is a magic lamp.
Uh-huh.
Because if I had a magic lamp, I'd get my three wishes. Mm-hmm. One would be for lots of gold and money, so I don't need to find the treasure. And then I'd still have two wishes left over.
Mm-hmm.
So world peace
and
to help you find this sunken or lost treasure that the world needs to know about.
Yeah, what is you're like Aladdin with the genie, and you're going to wish for something world-changing to happen.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. To, like, completely change history with one sunken find.
Like finding the lost city of Atlantis, right?
Right.
For those of you out there listening that don't know, Atlantis is this city that was supposed to be great and have a lot of advanced technology, and then it supposedly sunk. But the thing is we don't – there's no proof that it existed, and there's no, proof that it didn't exist. But it is – written about by a lot of people.
Right, and it's not Atlanta, Georgia. It's Atlantis.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia is something that could probably be sunk and lost forever.
Okay, so what about you guys? What kind of sunken treasure would you like to find? Talk amongst yourselves, and maybe you'll come up with some interesting answers. For us, that is the end of day one of our lesson of fun facts, but we will be back with a couple more cool facts on day two. So, until then, I am Brian.
And I am Christopher.
See you later.
Fun facts. Which of the following is true about pandas? A. They are not actually bears. B. They can roar like lions. C. They should probably eat meat. It ought to be black and white. C is the only true statement above. Pandas are definitely in the bear family, and they sound more like sheep than lions. The interesting fact about them is that they used to eat meat long ago. Their bodies are still designed for meat, yet they love to eat bamboo instead. Bamboo doesn't provide much nutrition, though, so pandas have to munch on it all day. 2. An ancient trading ship was found at the bottom of the ocean near Italy in 2012. What surprising items were found aboard? A. Jars of food. B. Moon rocks. C. Gold Chinese coins. Hopefully, you followed your gut and went with A. Although the ship sank 2,000 years ago, its food stores were found in relatively good condition. Amazingly, scientists identified the foods as fish, grain, oil, and wine. There was no taste test, though. Researchers used special equipment to examine the old food.
Vocabulary review.
Roar. The mother bear roared to scare away a pack of wolves. Definitely. Melanie is definitely home because I just saw her walk in her front door. Jar. Thomas went to the store to get some bread and a jar of strawberry jelly. Relatively. Compared to Canada, Taiwan's weather is relatively warm in the winter. Grain. Some of the most commonly eaten grains are wheat, rice, and oats. Equipment. The mountain climber put equipment in his bag and started his climb.